This is Louis Navalier. It is Thursday, March 26th. Okay, President Trump had a press conference. I don't think it went that well. He was mad at British Prime Minister Keir Starmer for not letting the B-2 bombers land at Diego Garcia, the British military base in the middle of the Indian Ocean. So instead of flying a couple hours, the bombers had to fly all the way back to Missouri, 17 hours. He's mad at NATO for not stepping up to help him shore up the Strait of Hormuz. And of course, the negotiations with Iran are ongoing. Looks like J.D. Vance, Steve Witkoff, and Jared Kushner will be in Pakistan doing the negotiations. The hold in hostilities continues through Friday through market hours. And I'm sure they're going to try to announce something on Sunday before the market opens. Okay, now, they may announce they're bombing the electric plants, so we'll see. But apparently he's negotiating with the head of the Iranian parliament, the mayor of Tehran, and apparently things are going okay. Now, Israel did kill one of the naval commanders that was dealing with the blocking the Strait of Hormuz, but there's that's just not enough. So the main goal is to get the Strait of Hormuz open. The food inflation is real, okay? The fertilizer didn't get to the fields, so prices are going to be up, crops are going to be a lot scarcer, and that's just unfortunate. We had import prices come out today. They were up by 1.3%. Consumers are expecting 0.6. That was February import prices. The food inflation is real. The energy inflation is real, and the March numbers are going to be a lot worse than the February numbers. The import prices were February. So we're going to have an inflation bubble go through the system. Some of the Fed governors are talking about that, like Chris Waller, but he doesn't want to raise rates because he thinks the inflation bubble will be temporary. The Fed never fights food and energy inflation, but what you're seeing is because diesel costs are up, the cost of transporting the goods is going up, so it is rippling through. And it will be inflationary. Otherwise, our earnings are great. There's no analyst cuts. I'm hanging in there, just waiting for the earnings to do their thing. And I think we should all sit tight. As you know, good stocks bounce very strongly. So, but we do have some tech stocks that are down today. And I think they're great buys in any dip. But we've got other stocks that are up. So, mixed bag. I think traders will be cleaning out their inventory before the for the weekend, so you're seeing some of that right now. Also, we had Treasury auctions this week. Yields did meander higher. They didn't go perfectly. We do have $39 trillion in debt. Now, Scott Bessent, our Treasury Secretary, is wonderful. He uninverted the yield curve, but he does have his hands full right now managing these Treasury auctions. So that's about it, folks. March is usually a strong month. It wasn't this time. So we're going to go into April. We're going to be focused on earnings. Obviously, President Trump wants the hostilities to stop. He wants, Iran to take the deal. And we'll see if they take the 15-point plan that they received. In the meantime, Ukraine did disable a lot of the Russian LNG production. So between Qatar being down, Russia being down, we're taking over the world as far as LNG goes. And so I'm pretty bullish. We got a lot to look forward to. We're very fortunate to be in America where we're less impacted by a lot of these global events. Although, again, California gasoline is going to be affected because they import a lot of their gasoline from Korea, some little from India. And then also... we're affected by the global food prices. But we're in a lot better shape than the rest of the world, and I think we'll be fine. So let's see what happens on the weekend. And then we'll reopen Monday, and we'll obviously have an update. But as far as I'm concerned, hang on. Good stocks like we have always bounce. There are no analyst cuts for our stocks. So that means we can invest confidently. Take care, everybody. It's Louis Navalier.